Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mati and Hadassa Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We are up to the Gemara, Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel, Amun Aleph. The Gemara says, Amr Belazer, Ma'i dechsiv zois ha-pam etzem me'atzamai, u'basa mi'psari, v'lamit sheba odom al-kol behema v'chaya, v'leniskar v'daitoi, ad sheba al-chava. We learn now from this pasuk that Adam HaRishon was boil all the behemoths and he did not have Yishuv Hadas until he met Chava. The Mashah brings a kasha from the Chizkuni al-Torah. The Chizkuni asks, we find the Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Chathal Ramabez that when an animal undergoes a bia from a person, a bias Adam, the animal is misaker. The animal is unable to have children. So how could it be that Adam HaRishon was boach a kol behema v'chaya, if we know that obviously all the animals had children, if not there would be no kiyum of all the behemas and chayas? The Chizkuni answers that it must be that all the animals were already boach on their spouses, and they were ready in this aber before Adam HaRishon was boach alayim, and ein echanami, after they had a bias Adam, they were nizakar, like the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, and they were not able to have more children. But since they were already nisaber, they were already pregnant, therefore, there was a kim of all the behemoths and chayas. The Mashah brings down another teretz from the Baal HaNitzachim that he says we shouldn't take the Gemara literally. It doesn't really mean that Adam was actually ba a kol behemoth v'chaya. Rather means that Adam HaRishon was looking and he was searching throughout all the animals to find if any other animal did not have a mate. Is there any other animal that's just a zachar or just an akeva without a peer? And then Adam would know that this is its mate. But since he looked through all the behemoths and chayes and he did not find anyone that was missing a spouse, so he had a chesaron of Yishuv Hadas. That's what it means. Le'niskar v'daitoi ad shebo al-chava, till he met Chava, then he knew that he had a mate. There's another teretz from the Rishash. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Goyeni Hashas says a similar teretz, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is the basis for this entire kasha, that's the Gemara that a bias Adam causes the behema to be misaker, that Gemara says it tonight. It's only if the animal is still young. Only an animal less than 3 years old will be nisaker with a bias adam. But once the animal reaches 3 years old, at that level of maturity, it will not become nisaker with a bias adam. And we know when the world was created, the Gemara says, b'kaymasam nivru. They were created not in the form of babies, rather they were in full height, full maturity. So if they were created at that level of maturity, as being more than a three-year-old, like we find they were nisaber on the first day, like we find by Adam and Chava alone, that Adam and Chava had children on the first day. Obviously, their body was not on the level of maturity of a baby. Rather, it was a full-fledged, grown-up, adult body. Therefore, a bias Adam would not make that the animal should be nisaker, because the only time we say nisaker is less than 3 years old. But once you have a body more than 3 years old, which is fair to say, that all the animals created in the beginning of creation had a full-fledged, mature body, like the Gemara says, became us in the room. Therefore, it's very misnomer to say that they were not nisaker, but bias adam. That's the teretz of the Rishash. We have three teretz into this question. The Chizkuni saying that the animals had the were nisaker before bias adam. The Marshal is bringing down from the Baal Nisachin that maybe Adam was actually not Baalehen, and the Rishash is saying that Enoch and Ami, Adam was Baalehen, and they still weren't Nisaker because became Masam Nivru, so they were included in the category of Yaistim Gimel Shanim, where we say that they do not become Nisaker. Later on in the Amud, we have the story of Rav and his wife, that Rav had the Kamitsarele Devisu, his wife used to be Mitsayer him, used to try to paint him, and whatever food he would ask for, she would give him the opposite. So his son, Chia, was apichla. He switched around whatever his father told him, and then his father ended up getting the right thing. And Mara says that Rav was not happy with this behavior, and Rav told him, that he should stop doing it. Like it says in the Pasuk, Limdu l'shaynam daber sheker have nilu, that a person should be careful not to teach his mouth how to talk sheker. The Rishayim ask a kash over here. We know there's a Gemara in the Samachem base that it's mutu l'shanayis mipnei darkei shalom. A person is allowed to lie to create peace. The Gemara learns it out from the Maisa with Yosef and his brothers. After Yaakov Avinu died, the brothers and their children came to Yosef, and they said, Avicha, Tziva, Kaisayim Uli Yosef. They had a whole message that Yosef should be nice to them and he should continue feeding them. And in reality, Yaakov Avinu was not choshed that Yosef wouldn't treat his brothers correctly, but they made it up because they wanted to prevent a katata, to prevent a fight. So you see, Mutal Lashana is from Tei Darki Shalim. So the Meiri and others ask, why did Rav tell Chia Bray that he's not allowed to lie, but here's an issue of Shalim, and to prevent the fight, Allah is, you're allowed to be Mashana, you're allowed to lie. So the Meiri answers that we only learn out from that Pasuk that it's Mutal Lashana is from Tei Darki Shalim, when by lying you're preventing a churva, you're preventing a tremendous fight. Yosef and his brothers would have had a tremendous disagreement if Yosef would have stopped feeding them. And Yosef had big tainas on them, that they sold him. So in such a case, when there's a big risk of a big fight at hand, the halacha is allowed to be mashana. Rav was telling Chia Bray that he's not so makbid, even though his wife was being mitzayim. He knew that he doesn't care that much. It's not a major katata. So the halacha of mutal lashana is maintained darkei shalom does not apply. Only when there's a big fight at hand, then you're allowed to be mashana. When it's not such a big deal, you're not allowed to be mashana. That's the teretz of the Meiri. The Yavshe Shloima, Simon Memvav, he also asked this question. And he says there's a big difference between lying lakroi and biragilus. The whole halacha that mutal lashanis when they darkei shalom is only a one-time thing, or at least irregular. So since it's not on a regular basis, you're allowed to lie for shalom. But in our case, that the issue at hand was a shlichus from a husband to his wife, which is something that happens on a daily basis, Vadir Rav held that the halacha mutal lashanis not apply. The whole makaris from Yosef and his brothers, that story was a one-time thing. So you only have a makar to be mishanah b'nei ha-shalom on an irregular basis. But on a regular basis, we have no makar, and therefore Rav did not allow his son to be mishanah b'nei ha-shalom. Now, in reality, it could be, we could say, an entirely different approach. Rabbeinu Yaina, in the end of the first parak in Avos, he says that in reality, the entire halacha of midvar sheker tircha, the entire halacha, that midraisa, you have to stay away from sheker, really doesn't apply in this case. He says the entire halacha of midvar sheker tirchak is only when there's a mominus at stake. You're gaining money, and the other side is losing money. Then we say midvar sheker tirchak. But in this case, that Rav is not really having a monetary benefit, and his wife is not really losing anything. So here, in reality, the halacha, the standard halacha of sheker does not apply. But still, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, we find in the Gemara Yevamah Samach Gimel, that even when the regular halacha of sheker does not apply, still you should not be used to saying sheker, because if you get used to it, then even b'makam hefsid, even b'makam there is mamonos at stake, you'll also come to lie. And he brings the makar from our Gemara. You see from our Gemara, even when there's no mamonos at stake, you still shouldn't lie. So we see from Rabbeinu Yaina that the issue at hand in our sugya is not the standard sheker that we're used to dealing with. It's not the regular pasuk of midvar sheker tirchok and ister deraisa of lying. Rather, it's just an issue that we shouldn't talk sheker because we'll become used to talking sheker. If that's the entire issue, then the Meiri's question is not shver. The Meiri was asking that mutal l'shana is b'nei ha-shalom. The answer is Enochanami. Rabbeinu Yehuda is saying it's anyway not really sheker over here because there's no monetary loss or gain taking place. Rather, the entire inyan is that a person should get used to saying MS because once you say sheker, you'll say sheker even in cases that are an isser. So we could say the Gemara later on that says mutal lashanos In the Dark Yishalim, he's talking about the halacha of Sheker, of Midrash Sheker Tirchuk, that you're not allowed to lie. And on that we say that the Makkahim, that the Shalom at stake, you're allowed to lie. But still, our Gemara is saying that you should refrain from lying if you're going to get used to lying, because then you'll lie even in cases when there is Sheker Midrasa at stake. It's actually very meduyik, like Rabbeinu Yonah. Because one could ask, why didn't Rav tell his son, Midvash Sheker Tirchuk? There's a pasuk in the Torah that a person should stay away from lying. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's beautiful. The whole issur of Midvash Sheker Tirchuk is only in a case when there's a monetary benefit going on. In this case, there's no monetary benefit, there's no halacha of Midvash Sheker Tirchuk. But still, he told his son, stay away from saying Sheker, because Limdu, L'shemim, Dabar Sheker, Have Nilu. Once you start saying Sheker, you'll teach yourself to talk Sheker, and you'll even talk Sheker in cases that there will be an Isser Deraisa. Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, B'marava, Hinosef Inish Issa. Someone got married, Ami Lehachi, they used to tell him, Matza Oi Maitza. Matza, the Ksiv Matza Isha Matza Taiv. Maitza, the Ksiv Maitzi Ani, Ma Mi Mavis. Asa Isha. They used to ask him, did you get a good wife or a bad wife? Matzah, Maitzah, the word Matzah refers to a good wife, and Maitzah refers to a bad wife. The Chavetz Chaim, in Klal Aleph, in the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, Sivkot Yud Gimel, he asked a very straightforward question. He asked, this is blatant Lashon Hara. You're going over to someone and you're asking him, is your wife good or bad? And he's going to tell you that she's bad. This is standard Lashon Hara. You're saying derogatory remarks about someone else. How could it be that a Marava, they ask the Chassan if his wife is good? How are you supposed to understand this Gemara? So he says, this is a Raya to the Rambam, that if something's Meforsim, there's no Issur of Lashon Hara. And the Gemara is talking about a case that he realizes that she's bad and that it's Meforsim. So he's going to tell them that she's bad and everyone knows that she's bad, and therefore there's no Lashon Hara. But there's really another question that the Achrenim are busy with, and with their terutzim, you could answer the Chafetz Chaim's question also. The Aruch HaNer and others ask that it's hard to understand this question because the person just got married. They're not telling him this question 5 years later. It says, Barava, Ki Nasiv Inish Issa. When you got married, Amri Lehaki, Matzah, Maitzah, is your wife good or bad? So he says the person didn't have time to realize if she's good or bad. How are we supposed to understand on the simple meaning? What is the point of asking someone right after he gets married, is she good or bad? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says we find on the Samach Beis Amud Beis, Yomar gives a list of things that a person that Shari B'lai Isha is considered. Yomar says, Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Chaniloi, Kol Adam, She'en le'isha, shorei b'lei simcha, b'lei bracha, b'lei teva. That a person does not have a wife is missing three things. He's missing simcha, bracha, and teva. The Gemara brings psukim for each one. The Gemara goes on to say that in Marava, they added on another two things that he's missing. Marava Amri, that a person that does not have a wife is considered a person that is missing teira and chayma. Marava Amri, he's b'lei Taira and b'lei Chayma. What does it mean, Taira and Chayma? Gemara says, you're not able to learn if you're not married, and you're going to have the Yetzirah. You have nothing stopping your Taivas if you're not married. So you need an Isha to be a Chayma, to be a wall, to guard you from having Taivas. The Aruch HaNer asks, why did Rav Tanchum not bring the Inyanim that Marava brought, and why does Marava not bring the Inyanim that Rav Tanchum brought? There are five different Inyanim that a person without a Isha is considered, and each one is bringing a different list. How are we supposed to understand this? So Aruch HaNer says a beautiful pshat. He says, we find on the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rav Chiya's wife used to bother him, but still, anytime he found any good thing, he would wrap it up and give it to her. So Amalei Rav, Rav asked him, welcome to Sari Le Lamar, your wife bothers you, why are you giving her presents? Amalei Dayenu Shemekadleis Benenu, Matsilois Aisonu Menachet, Enech Nami, she bothers me, Valamaisa, she takes care of my children, and she saves me from chet. She takes away my hira avera. So the Aruch says like this: my Rav is talking about a isha ra. Rav Tanchum is talking about a isha toif. So Rav Tanchum said that if you don't have a wife, you're missing toiva, bracha, and simcha. In other words, isha toiva brings toiva, bracha, and simcha, which is very understandable. If you have a good wife, you're happy, you're full of bracha, and you're full of toiva. My Rav said that even a bad wife gives you good things. So if you're shari without an isha, even without an isha ra, you're missing Torah and Chayma, which is referring to this Gemara. Because Reb Chiya said, Dayenu shemegadleis banenu, they take care of our children so we're able to learn. Umatzilas esanu menachet, and they take away our hera avera, which is Torah and Chayma. So my Rav is saying that if you're shari below isha, even if you are missing an isha ra, you're still missing out, because you're missing Torah and Chayma. So of course Rav Tanchum agrees to Marava, and Marava agreed to Rav Tanchum that there are five things that a isha brings, but three of them are only brought by a isha taiva. That's taiva, bracha, and simcha. Marava is adding on that even a isha ra brings taiva and chayma. Once you say this, so we have a beautiful pshat in the Gemara that in Marava they asked matzah and maitzah. The Yochanan explains they weren't really asking a question. Rather, they're telling the chassan a fact. You should know every isha is a matzah or a maitzah. Either she's an isha ra or an isha taiva, but you should know that on all accounts, there's a benefit. Because even an isha ra is going to save you and enable you to learn Torah and be a chayma, stop you from hirachet. So they're not asking him a question like the Aruch Haner had asked. There's no way for him to answer this. Rather, they're telling the chassan a fact. Matzah ay maitzah, is she good or bad? Either way, she's going to be benefiting you. Because even if she's bad, she's going to save you and enable you to learn Torah and save you from herachet. So there's no question going on. Rather, it's a statement that you should know. Like Marav Lishitase holds that even Isha Ra saves you, enables you to have Torah and Chayma. That's the point of the statement of Matzah ay maitzah. So obviously, Chavetz Chaim's question that this is blatant Lashon Hara is not Shver, because they're not asking the question, they don't want to answer, they don't expect to answer. All they're doing is telling him, and giving him chizuk, that you should know that even if your wife is bad, you are benefiting from this marriage. The Gemara further on in the Amud says that in Bavel, Gozru al Gimel, Mipnei Gimel, Gozru al Abasa, Mipnei Hamatanos, the Goyim said the Yidin cannot eat Basa Shchuta, because the Yidden were not makbid on the matanois, on giving the Zraya and Lechaim and the Keva to a Kohen. Now, this is actually a big controversy in the Paiskim, if the halacha of giving a Zraya, Lechaim, and Keva to a Kohen applies b'zmanazah, and it applies in Chutz La'aretz. The Torah, in Simen Samach Aleph, brings down the Rambam, that this mitzvah is nayig bein ba'aretz, bein mechuz la'aretz, u'b'chol zman, all times, all places, the mitzvah of Zroyan L'chaim and Keva applies. But the Torah says, Rashi holds that we are not nayig this mitzvah b'zman hazeh, that only b'zman abayis we're nayig to give Zroyan L'chaim and Keva to a kain, not b'zman hazeh. Beis Yosef actually argues on the Torah how he brings down Rashi, and Beis Yosef says that really, Rashi never said a chilik between Bizman Hazeh and Bizman Abayis. Rather, Rashi was mechalik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. But either way, Rashi holds that the mitzvah of Zrei L'chaim and Keva would not apply in Bavel Bizman Hazeh, either because, like the Torah said, it's only Bizman Abayis, or like the Beis Yosef is saying, because it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Beis Yosef asks from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that in Bavel, Gozru al habasar mishum hamatanos. The reason why the Goyim asked the Yidden from eating basar shuta was a punishment for this, that the Yidden were not giving in Bavel in the times of Rabbi Yochanan after the Churban. The Yidden were not being makbid on Zrei L'chaim and Keva, therefore they were punished. So the Beis Yosef says we have a clear Gemara that Zrei L'chaim and Keva are noyeg bizman hazeh in Bavel. So the Beis Yosef is mayrich to try to answer for Rashi, and he more or less says that it's a machlokes amirayim. The whole Rashi that says that it's not noyig in Chutz Laaretz is all based on Rabbi Loi in Chulim. Rabbi Loi says that Reish Lakeis is only noyig in Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi holds Hu Adin, Zroya Lechaim, and Keva are also only noyig in Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yechon is going to be arguing on Rabbi Loi. And Enochanami, Rashi that says that the minig today is not to be noyig in Chutz Laaretz, Zroya Lechaim, and Keva, that's because Rashi's going that the minhag follows Rabbi Loi and Enoch and Ami. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you should be knowing Yisrael Lechaim and Keva in Chutz Laaretz. It's interesting to note the Pesachei Tshuva on Siman Samach Aleph is Metzayin the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that the minhag is not to give Bizman Hazeh in Chutz Laaretz Yisrael Lechaim and Keva, but if someone asks a Pesach what to do, we tell him that it's a Machlokes, and the Rambam and the Torah hold that even Bizman Hazeh in Chutz Laaretz you should give Yisrael Lechaim and Keva. V'im Asa Kein, Tavei Lo Bracha, he'll have Bracha by doing this mitzvah, even Bizman Hazeh, even in Chutz Laaretz. The Gemara goes on, another thing that the Goyim in Bava were Goyzer, that Kamachati Shichvi Mibnei Shesmeichim B'yom Edom, the Goyim would dig out the buried Yidin, because the Yidin were Sameach, they were happy, B'yom Edom, in the holidays of the Goyim. So the Yidin were punished that their kfarim were dug up. Now we have to understand, what exactly is so terrible about kfarim being dug up? I mean, there's a mitzvah of kfura. The mitzvah was l'chayra done. The person was buried. Why is it so terrible if the Goyim dig up the Yiddish bodies? So the Yerushalmi in Ma'id Katan, Perik Beis, Halacha Dal, explains, Shehabilbul kasha l'meis. When you move around the mace, it's very bad for him, which is not really clear. The Beis Yosef in Yeridea Shinmem Gimel brings a kolboy. Kolboy explains that the bilbul is kasha l'meis because the mace gets very nervous that he's having a din, since he's never been moved around. He thinks when he's being moved around, obviously he's being brought to a din. And there's a cherdas hadin. He's very nervous about it. Therefore, it's a tremendous anguish to the nifter, to the mace, when he gets moved around. Therefore, you're not allowed to move around a mace. The Gemara Bava Basra on Kuf Nadal and on Beis says a different reason, that is a nivul a mace. It's disgusting. It's not covered for a mace to move him around. Now, besides this reason, they now let it dig out a mace because of nivul. So the Paiskim, the Shevet Halevi of Shmuel Vosner, Chelekei, Simekuf Pehei, said there's no nivul when he's in the Aron. Because if you just take out the Aron, you don't open the Aron, there's nothing nivuldig about it. Only when you open the Aron, or someone was buried without an Aron, then he's moved around, there's a nivul. So now in the Gemara's case, when the Goyim are doing it, so to talk in that there was a nivul, because they probably took the actual bodies and moved them away. So in the problem, the issue of Chitut Kfarim, we find these two reasons. We have the Yashami's reason of Bilbul Kashal Meis, which is something hard to understand. There's a certain cherda, there's a certain anguish of being afraid of the din. And the Gemara in Bava Basra is explaining that there's a nivel. So Ramesha has a very interesting question. Ramesha asks, how come the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch only bring down the previous reasons? They all say the reason why you're not allowed to dig up a mace is because Bilbul Kashal l'meis and Nivul. Why don't we say a much simpler reason? Why don't we say there's a mitzvah to bury a dead person and is a bittul on the kfura when you dig him up? Because the mitzvah of kfura is not a one-time thing that you buried him and you're finished. Rather, there's a mitzvah mutl on all the Yidden that are alive. Maybe they hire a Chevra Kadisha to do it for them. There's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to bury the dead people. And that's being mekuyim every second that he's buried. The second that you dig him up, it's batal the kfura, and you mevatal the mitzvah of kfura. So of course you can't dig up a dead body. Why do we need all these side reasons of Bilbul Kashal Lameis and Nivul? There's the etzim thing that you're doing is a bitl of a mitzvah saseh. Maybe it's only a mitzvah deravada to do kfura. But whatever the mitzvah is, you're being mevatel the whole tafkid of kfura. Of course you can't dig him up. So Ramesh wants to know, how come this reason is never mentioned? So Rav Moshe says that ein hachanami, of course you're not allowed to dig up a dead body because of this avera that is a bittul of the mitzvah of kura. The reason why the paiskim don't bring this reason is because we know that l'tzerech hameis, it's mutter to be mevatel the mitzvah of kura. We know when it's going to be more covered, you'll have a bigger levaya if you wait a little, then we allow you to wait when it's l'kavod hameis and push off the kfura. So we see that the mitzvah of kfura can be pushed away l'tzerech hameis. So the reason why the Torah and the Reis Yosef need all these side reasons is all in the case of tzerech. Now you have a tzerech, so you do not have to worry about the mitzvah of kfura being this battle, because the mitzvah of kfura could be in this battle b'makom tzerech hameis, but still you shouldn't do this mice of digging up a maze because Bilbo Kashal maze and Nivul maze, which are even B'makam Tzarech. Now, even on that, actually, we do find Haterim, when it's a Tzarech Gadol, like to rebury him in Eretz Yisrael, so we do allow digging up a maze. But even when we're not doing a Tzarech Gadol, even a Tzarech Katan, and even in such a case, we do not have the bittel of the mitzvah of Kura, but we would have these issues of Bilbo Kashal maze and evil. And Rav Moshe says a beautiful diuk to his pshat. He says that the Torah, when he brings down this halacha, that it's usher to dig up a dead body, he brings the Gemara in Bava Basra and the Yerushalmi in Mayit Katan. He asks, why doesn't he bring the Mishnah in Ayalais, the Mishnah in Nazir, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Kufbeis, Asr, Lifnais, Meis. Blatant Gemaras, they are not allowed to dig up a dead body. Why do we have to go to this Yerushalmi and this side Gemara in Bava Basra about Nivul? This Mishnah is all over. They are not allowed to be Mefana Meis. So Moshe says, but that's obvious. Of course you're not allowed to be Mefana Meis. When there's no Tzairich, you'll be Mevatel, the Mitzvah of Kura. Of course you're not allowed to be Mefana. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are not dealing with that issue. They're dealing with Makom Tzairich. So you do not have to worry about mitzvah kura. Still, you shouldn't dig him up because of these side reasons. This Yerushalmi Ma'id Katan, and this Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. And those are the reasons why, even Makom Tzarech, you can't dig him up. But obviously, this Mishnah is all over. That's pashut to the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. That's simple, that you're not allowed to go for no reason and be mevatel mitzvah kura. Gemara, near the end of the Amud, says, Tanya, Rav Eliezer Omer, Kol mi shein oisik v'piria v'ribyo, ki'ilu shayfich damim, shenema shayfich dam ha'odam ba'odam dome yishofich, uksiv ba'asrei v'atem puravu. Gemara is medayik from the Hemshich and the Psukim, that not doing puravu is like shayfich damim. And then Rav Yaakov says a similar thing, that not doing puravu is ki'ilu memayin hadmos. Then the Gemara goes on to say that Ben Azai says like both of them, that not doing puravu is ki'ilu shayfich damim umimayit hadmus. The Gemara continues that the Rabbanon told Ben Azai, atanot deirush veinam mekayim, you make a good drasha, but you're not keeping it yourself. You yourself are not mekayim puravu. Amla Ben Azai, ma'asa shenafshi choshke batayra. You're right, I should be mekayim puravu, but I'm not able to. Nafshi choshke batayra, I have such a tremendous cheshik batayra, so I'm not able to be mekayim puravu. This Gemara needs tremendous beer. What type of heter is this? That you don't have to do a mitzvah deraisa because you love learning, that you choshke batayra. Now to answer this question, we really have to be makdim another question. Gemara says in Kedushin, Nachav Testament Beis, that someone that's not able to learn after marriage, because if he gets married, he's going to have the old parnasa, he'll have to take care of his wife and his children, and he won't be able to learn. So the Gemara says, Yilmud v'achach yisa, he should learn first, and they get married after. So the Achronim already asked in that Gemara, since when is Torah doiche other mitzvahs? You have a mitzvah, a puravu, akakaf de gavra, you're mechuyiv to get married, how could you say that I have to learn, therefore I can't do the mitzvah? Now this question is really based on a Gemara in Ma'id Katan Nach Tesam Beis. Gemara says like this. One pasuk says, Yikarehi mipnimim v'chol chavsecha layishvu ba. The Torah is very special, but kol chavsecha layishvu ba. All your needs are not equal to Torah. So the Gemara is medayik. Your personal desires are not equal to Torah. Torah is deicha, all your personal needs. But hachefsei shemayim yishvuba. But any mitzvah, hachefsei shemayim, would be equal to Torah and would knock out Torah. But we have another pasuk. It says kol chafetzim al yishvuba, which is mashma, all your desires are not equal to Torah. And from that pasuk would be mashma, da'afilu chefzei shemayim la'yishvuba, even a mitzvah is not equal to Torah, and Torah would override other mitzvahs. Because we have a stira, if Torah is deicha, other mitzvahs are not. The Gemara answers, kan de mitzvah she'efshar la'aseze adei acherim, kan de mitzvah she'efshar la'aseze adei acherim. The Gemara says the clause like this, if the mitzvah is going to be performed anyway, the mashal is a biker chaylin that has to be done, and there's someone else that could do it besides you, you should continue learning and the mitzvah will be done. But if there's a tefillin or lulav that you have to shake, no one else could do it for you, therefore you have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. That's the klal the Gemara Ma'id Katan. So it comes out, let's say the mitzvah puravu, which is a mitzvah that no one else could do for you, your mitzvah puravu, you have to do it yourself. The halacha should be that puravu is deicha Torah. And even though the rule is usually Isaac b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah, but clearly we see in this Gemara that by Torah we do not apply the rule. We do not say that by Torah the Torah is going to override other mitzvahs. Rather, any mitzvah that you have to do, it's Yev Shalasta Adei Acherim, the halach is you have to stop learning and you should do the mitzvah. So how could the Gemara Kedushin say that in regards to Nesuin, which is the mitzvah for Revu, we allow you to learn and then you'll get married later? So Be'ikar, in the Achronim, there are two terutzim to this question. And after we see the terutzim to the Gemara and Kedushin, we'll have to deal with the Gemara by us, that Ben Azai also did not do Nesuin because Nafshi Choshka B'Torah. The Netziv says that the reason why a person who's not going to be able to learn after Nesuin is allowed to learn and push off his Nesuin is because the mitzvah of Nesuin is different than other mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah she'ena everes. If you don't do the mitzvah today, you'll do it tomorrow. So ena chanami, that by, let's say, tefillin or sukkah or matzah, there we say you have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. That's all, because those are mitzvahs that are mitzvahs everes. If you don't do the mitzvah now, you lose the mitzvah. So there we have a klal that other mitzvahs override Torah. But this rule that other mitzvahs override Torah, we never find by a mitzvah that you can do tomorrow. So we'll tell you, do Torah today, and when you have a chance, you should do the mitzvah. There's no reason you shouldn't learn Torah today if the mitzvah does not have to be done today. Since Puravu has nothing telling us it has to be done today, therefore you're allowed to learn and you don't have to get married right away. Rabbi Chanan, in Kavit Shiurim Chelik Beis, Simon Yates, is Maisif a little hesber in this Netziv's Teretz? Because really, one could ask on the Netziv that it's very sustain from the Gemara. The Gemara makes no mention of a mitzvah iveres. The Gemara says that all we look at, all we care about is this mitzvah efshar la'aseh adei acherim or e'efshar la'aseh adei acherim? And since puravu is e'efshar la'aseh adei acherim, we should say that you have to do the mitzvah and you can't learn Torah. So Rabbi Chanan says like this. He says that since you could do the mitzvah tomorrow, so you yourself could do the mitzvah. So it's efshar la'aseh adei acherim. You're the acherim. What's the whole point of the Gemara? That if a mitzvah is going to be done anyway, someone else could do it, therefore we tell you to learn. So what's happening by a mitzvah iveres is that no one else could do it. But if it's a mitzvah she'ena iveres, so you could do it tomorrow, so you'll be the acherim. You'll be the person that could do the mitzvah. This mitzvah could be mekayim tomorrow. In other words, the whole point of the Gemara is the mitzvah going to get done even if you learn? So on that we say, if it's efshar la'aseh adei acherim, it will get done. So on that, then the Netziv is saying that if you yourself could do it tomorrow, so it's as if efshar la'aseh adei acherim, because it will get done. Therefore, the halach is you're allowed to learn and you do the mitzvah tomorrow. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, on the other hand, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, he says another teretz. He says a tremendous chiddush. He says, we know there are two chalokim to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of the Gisa Bayoimim V'layla. You have to learn every second. It's a Maisa mitzvah. Just like you shake a lulav, you have to do a Maisa mitzvah of learning Torah. But there's another chalik to the mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. We know the Pasuk says, V'shinantam Luvanecha, Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechudadim Eficha. Person has to be knowledgeable in all the Torah, and has to be sharp and able to answer any question right away. That mitzvah, Yediyas HaTorah, is not really a Maisa mitzvah. It's not the act of learning. It's the Taitzah that through the Maisa mitzvah, now you became a bigger Talmud Chacham. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, this whole halacha that we know, that by Torah, we're not doicha other mitzvahs, that's all when the issue at hand is a Maisa mitzvah against a Maisa mitzvah. You have a Maisa mitzvah of shaking lulav, and you have a Maisa mitzvah of learning, and that we have a Gemara Mayit Katan. Other Maisa mitzvahs override Torah, and therefore, we'd rather that you shake the lulav than to learn Torah. But in regards to Yediyas HaTorah, there's no such halacha. In regards to knowing Torah, which he says is something that's very hard to attain, you have to chazer continuously, and then you'll get Yediyas HaTorah. So if someone makes a cheshbon, and he realizes that if he gets married, and he's going to be busy with parnasa and taking care of his wife and children, and he will not be able to attain a high level of Yediyas HaTorah, he will not be able to chazer properly, therefore we allow him to get married late, because Eina Chanami, his Maisa Mitzvah of learning, is not strong enough to override the Maisa Mitzvah of getting married. But when it comes to the Mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, that would be better than a Maisa Mitzvah. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Kuntres Acharon is, Mi Yodea Kamachai. He doesn't know how long he's going to live. He doesn't know if he'll ever attain this level of Yediyah. Therefore, he should do the Yediyah now and not worry about the Maisa Mitzvah of Nisuin. Now, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's Teretz, the Yediyas HaTorah does not have the halacha that we don't say Isik B'Mitzvah by Limud HaTorah. We could also use this, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav himself in the Kuntres Acharon does, to explain Ben Azai. That Ben Azai held, Nafshi Choshka B'Torah, I'm afraid that any second that I don't learn, I'm going to lose some of my Torah. I want to chazer Torah. I want to learn Torah and have Yediyas HaTorah every second. So he doesn't never has to get married. Because since there's Yediyas HaTorah at stake, therefore he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. Now a regular person who's not makbid to learn every second, so he should do nesu'in. But someone on the level of Ben Azai, who's nafshi chashke b'Torah, who he felt that his total Yediyas HaTorah needs every second of being totally immersed in Torah, then he'll never have to do the mitzvah of Nisuin. But if you go with the Nesiv's Teretz, that the reason why in Kedushin we tell you to get married after you learn is all because Nisuin is a mitzvah that you could do later. It's Enei Averes. So you could do it later, therefore you should learn now. That's all good if you're going to actually do the Nisuin later. But Ben Azai, who never got married, what's his heter? The whole heter of the Nesiv is that you'll do the mitzvah later. But if you never plan on doing the mitzvah, how could the halacha be that you don't have to do nesu'in? So Rabbi Chanan says, unbelievable chiddush, he's in Chelik Beis, Siman Yutes, Ais Gimel. Rabbi Chanan says that the heter of Ben Azai is not really a heter. Rather, he was an einus. He was not able to take his mind off learning enough to do a nesu'in. Nafshi choshke b'Torah means he was so totally connected to Torah, he did not have the presence of mind to do a nesu'in. And Eina Chanami, it wasn't mutter not to get married. Rather, Ben Azai said, I'm not able to get married. So Rabbi Chanan says that, of course, when you're dealing with Torah, we're going to say that a Torah is doicha any mitzvah that you could do later. But when it comes to nesu'in, in a case when you're not going to do it later, like Ben Azai, then Torah is not teicha, and you're not allowed to learn Torah. Ben Azai really, me'ikar hadin, had to stop learning and do Torah. Because never doing nesu'in is a mitzvah iveres. And a mitzvah iveres does knock off Torah. Ben Azai was not really potter, however he was an einus. He was not able to do the mitzvah. And Rabbi Chanan is actually medayik Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says that someone that's on the level of Ben Azai, he's nafshi choshke b'Torah, ein boy avoin, He has no Aveira. So Rabbi Chanan says, it sounds like, it's not L'chadchila, it's not pshat that if you're on the level of Benaza, you don't have to get married, which is how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is saying, that if someone feels that his Yedias HaTaira needs every second, then he doesn't have to get married. Rather, Rabbi Chanan is saying he has to get married, but he's not able to. He's like every Einus that's not able to do a mitzvah, that's not really a L'chadchila, but you won't get punished. And we'll say, Ein Miyodai Oving. So we have two terutzim to the kasha from the Gemara in Kedushin. Why do we allow you to learn and then get married? We have the terutz of the Netziv that you'll get married later. So it's a mitzvah she'ena yiveres. And we have the terutz of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and that is that Yediyas HaTaira overrides other mitzvahs. Now this yisayit of the Netziv, that pru revu is a mitzvah she'ena yiveres because you could do it later, is really up for debate. But B'chanon, and the one we mentioned before, in Chelik Bey, Sim Yutes, he brings a shayla from the Tshuvas Marit. The shayla over there is like this. There was a person, he was a Ben Lamed, he was 30 years old, and he was engaged to a Ketana, and he made a shvua that he's not going to marry another wife. So the shayla is that a shvua to be mevatel mitzvah? He has a mitzvah, akakaf de gavra, to do pruravu. And the lady that he's coming to marry is not able to have children for another 6 or 7 years. So this shvua that he made, that he will not marry someone else, on one hand, we could understand that it's a bitl mitzvah, it's a nishba levatel as a mitzvah, and we know that a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah is not chal. But on the other hand, the mitzvah akakaf de gavra is that once in his lifetime, he should have a zachar and a keva, he should do pruravu. So there's no mitzvah for him to do it necessarily in the next 5, 6 years. Maybe he'll do the mitzvah in 10 years. So maybe we'll say it's not a nishba levatel sa mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that he's being mevatel, because his mitzvah is a mitzvah that's only necessary to be done once in a lifetime. So the Marit brings Rai Lakan or Lakan, but he comes out that the Lashon HaRambam is mashma, that once you hit 20 years old, the number 20 comes from the Gemara in Kedushin, that when someone hits 20, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metzapa for him to have children. So the Rambam says, if you hit 20 and you don't get married, you're over an avera. So the Marit understands that. That means that every second after you're 20, you're mechuyev to do puravu. So if you have a mitzvah puravu every second, you can't say, I'll do it next week, because it's not pshat, there's a mitzvah to do once in your lifetime. Rather, the mitzvah is every second after you're 20, you have to go do pru urvu. Now, Rabbi Chanan brings a raya, not like the Marit, from the Rambam. And it's really the Netziv that we said earlier. The Rambam says, the reason why we allow you to learn before you get married, in a case that you're efsher to learn after you're married, is because Isik mitzvah, hotem in a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan asks from the Gemara Ma'itkatan that we mentioned that we don't find Isaac a mitzvah by Torah. So we'll have to say that's a mitzvah she'enei averes, the teretz of the Netziv. That since you could go later and do the mitzvah, therefore we do apply the old yisayit of Isaac a mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, and Torah would override the suin. So it's a right now like the Marit. Because if you understand like the Marit, that pru urvu is a mitzvah every second, and every second that you don't get married and have children, you're not doing the mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah she'ene averes. Rather, you're being averes every second. Like tefillin, if you don't wear it today, we don't say you could do it tomorrow. Rather, we say it's a mitzvah averes because you're not doing the mitzvah of today. So by pru urvu also, according to Marit, we should say you're not doing the pru urvu that you have to do right now. So it's mukhik in the Rambam, says Rabbi Chanan, not like the Havan of Marit. Rather, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah puravu is a mitzvah that has to be done once in a lifetime. Therefore, we will apply the halacha of Isaac mitzvah by Torah, klape puravu, because you could do it later. So now, we really have to understand, according to Marit, why is the halacha that the Gemara Kedushin says you could get married after you learn Torah? But according to Marit, we're saying the mitzvah is every second. If the mitzvah is every second, you don't have the teretz of the Netziv. So we'll have to say the Marit will tell us that he holds like the Shulchan Aruch Rav Teretz, and that is that when it comes to Yedias HaTorah, there's no rule that by Torah you don't see Isaac B'Torah. The whole din that you don't see Isaac of Mitzvah, Patim and a Mitzvah by Torah, that's all in regard to the Maisa Mitzvah of learning Torah. But in regard to the Yedias HaTorah, the Mitzvah of knowing Torah, in regards to that, we do say Isaac of Mitzvah, and that's how the Marit will learn the Gemara Kedushin, and maybe even that's how the Marit would stem with the Lashon HaRambam. This that the Rambam says, Eisig mitzvah by Torah is not because Pru Revu is a mitzvah she'enei Averes. Rather, since there's Yedias HaTorah on the line, therefore even by Torah we say Eisig mitzvah, Pater Mina mitzvah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.